your home of... Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball. Semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm floored.
Yeah, you are. We pushed play just in time to not have to restart that one. Good job over there.
There's some editing involved.
Yeah, good. No. You got to get those things out off the air so that we can broadcast this to the community. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Sports.
Should we?
Maybe. How's the weather?
Dreary as the Brewers' outlook on the rest of the season, man.
I'm sorry.
It's, you know, it's the price you pay for being a Brewers fan.
I thought you jinxed them last week.
Me too. Honestly, coming down.
Because you were like, they're like 2-0 up, and I'm like, oh. And then you said something last week's show, and you went, it'll be fine. And then they went down.
Yeah.
Went down to the last game.
They went down to the last game, and they were into the last innings. Like, they had to make a comeback in the late innings to beat the Cubs. It was
the Cubs,
I had
too.
Said, yeah, no, that whole series last week, for me, was the whole season. Like, that to me, you had to beat the Cubs in the playoffs. You had to beat a Craig Council-led Cubs team to make this season feel successful. So...
It was still a good season.
The season's not over. As of this recording on a Wednesday. The Brewers are currently down 2-0.
I mean, your Brewers came back last week. So
correct. It's not over. Only 10 times in the history of the Major League Championship Series, which is where we're at in the playoffs, four teams left, has a team come back from 2-0 to win the series. So. You're talking like a 5% if they played 100 times.
It was like if your record in the NFL was like 1-3.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Your odds aren't fantastic. No. The Brewers are facing a team in the Dodgers that are really
They won against them. Like,
in the regular season, they had won 7 in a row.
Yeah, this is playoffs.
In the playoffs, if anybody had watched the two games in their entirety. And now that they've kind of... Major League Baseball goes a little quicker. So you can sit through a 2.5-hour game, and it's not such a drag. You were watching the Brewers. There was a stat. The luxury tax that the Dodgers are paying because of their giant payroll is $160 million.
Is that bigger than
the
payroll?
The Brewers' entire payroll is $140 million. Yes, it's remarkable, the wage disparity in Major League Baseball. But here they are. The Brewers had a better record all year. But when it comes to the playoffs, the pitchers that started for the Dodgers last for game one was Blake Snell. He won the Cy Young a couple years ago. He's at the top of his game. Yamamoto, pitcher that they paid an incredible amount of money to come over from Japan.
Another one.
And they have quite a number of them on the roster of $25 and $30 million players all over the place. Dodgers won the World Series last year.
There it is.
They're just stacked. Their starting pitchers went their game one. Blake Snell faced the minimum over 8 innings. The last pitcher to have faced the minimum over 8 innings through a perfect game in the World Series, and that was Don Larsen in 1956. The guy that pitched after him, Yamamoto, last night, pitched just as well. The Brewers don't have the arms to match that. They don't have the bats come playoff time to scare anybody. The Dodgers have bats all over the place. They were pitching around Shohei Ohtani to face guys like Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, who are MVPs not long ago. Freddie Freeman hit a home run that looked like a 9-iron. Almost hit the roof of Miller Park before it came down in the second row.
No, because they're at
the
Milwaukee.
First two at Milwaukee too. Mm. You know, the crowd was so jazzed up; it sounded so good. And then the Brewers gave up a run in the first inning, and you could feel the
snowballed from there.
And the Brewers made one of the coolest double plays I've ever seen.
Sure,
off a near catch in the outfield to a throw to home to a throw to third, real Brewers style this year. Like, that felt like some juice was coming back in the next inning. 9 pitches.
They really were talking a lot of smack after they won this series against the Cubs.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
It felt like that was the win for a team that won 97 games, for a team that had the best team in franchise history. That it felt like that was
their World Series.
Yeah, that was their World Series.
And I mean, against...
against the Cubs, against a real deal rival with so many layers to that rivalry.
Between their old manager.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. For me as a fan, I've been following forever. This is the best Brewers season I've ever experienced.
2018, I thought they went.
They got to the same spot against the Dodgers in 2018.
Ooh.
So, I mean, that one, I didn't expect it. You know, it wasn't quite.
Yeah, having the best record during the regular season, you kind of go, hey, there we go.
All year, there's been some ups and downs with this team.
Ask me about what when your team's got one of the better records in the NFL and.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about the Vikings already?
No, I'm just saying. That's yes. How I feel.
I mean, you know, I do. I know what you're saying. You know you get excited about, and then playoff time comes, and I was kind of happy to get there at this point. Yeah. I will talk next week more in depth about the Brewers season because it'll probably be over by then.
You're sounding like it.
They had a great year. Individually, sure. So many players worth mentioning.
Especially now with all the exposure. I mean, they're on TBS.
Yeah, their manager is the best manager in baseball. There was a decision he made last night. I just want to cover this quick before we transition over to other sport. They were talking on air. At the end of the fifth inning, Freddie Peralta had just barely squeaked through the fifth inning. Double play with the man on third, like just barely got through the inning. You could tell in a playoff game, playoff atmosphere, probably should have pulled him. Probably should have gone to your loaded bullpen to get those 12 more outs that you need to finish this game. They talked on air that Freddie Peralta went with his manager in the tunnel and talked him into it and told his manager, and I quote, "This is why I'm here. I have one more inning in me." He got through the first two outs and then gave up a solo home run to Max Muncy, and they had to pull him. It was, like you said, you got to roll with your guys, right? Yeah. Like, you're the manager. You're going with your
confidence
gut.
Confidence is everything.
Confidence is everything. Freddie Peralta is your ace. He's been there forever, and he almost got it. That, to me, was kind of the Brewers season right there, was because then the reliever came in, mopped it up, and, you know, moved on, but they ended up losing by a run. They ended up at the end of the game yesterday. Losing by quite a few. They went down. They gave up a number of runs, but that was the one. That was even before the at-bat, the announcer said, not to sound overly dramatic because it's a seven-game series, but this feels like the moment for the Brewers. And it turned out exactly, if you're a Dodgers fan, fantastic. If you're the Brewers fan, you kind of say, so close.
Okay.
So that's, as I said, we'll cover in depth
what happens
next week.
Maybe it happens.
Hey, I would love. I mean, I'd love to talk about something good. To just say they got a couple wins. They got
your Green Bay Packers.
They won unconvincingly. I mean, they played what should be.
Who'd they play?
They played the Bengals. They won 28-17. It was the second time they got to see Joe Flacco this year.
Didn't Minnesota really want the Bengals?
Yeah. This game did not, and the opportunities that the Packers had to finish it, to have the dagger, they just didn't. They let an underwhelming team, because the Bengals' offense is nothing when they don't have a real quarterback, and Joe Flacco was marginal, but their defense might be the worst defense that's ever been compiled in professional football. They were terrible last
Cowboys
year and somehow got worse. Yeah, no, good call. Second worst of all time. And they let them kind of hang around, and they let them sort of get close. And Jordan Love had himself a good game, as you should against a bad defense. And Josh Jacobs was okay, you know. But 28-17.
Against a team that...
I mean, you were favored by two touchdowns, and you didn't. So a win's a win, and you're 3-1 and
a loss is a loss too.
And you're getting
a tie is a tie.
You know, all it takes in games like that is the one deflection, that one bad throw, that one missed.
Do you know that the NFC North is the only division with all four teams with a winning record?
I did know that, actually, because I watched the Bears the other night actually pull off a victory. I don't want to say it either. Well, I mean, they're the Bears. We can say whatever we want about
them. I picked up because I had Joe Burrow on my fantasy.
Yeah, Caleb Williams looks like the real deal.
I took Caleb Williams much as I begrudgingly didn't want to.
I mean, I've got a Viking or two on some fantasy football teams of mine. I roll with it. I just accept. Yeah. I accept it. It's what else you got to do, you know?
Yeah, right.
No, that division looks rock solid. I still don't think obviously, I say obviously, but I don't think anyone catches the Lions. I think they're the team that is, man, I think they're better than their record. A team that has faced their losses this year were in odd spots, right? Like losing to the Chiefs on Sunday night.
But the Chiefs prior to that they were having a down year, but now all of a sudden they look.
Or you lose to the Packers in your opener, you know, with all these assistant coaches. I think that in a playoff scenario, I think that's a team that can win 5 or 6 games down the stretch and get in and roll deep into the playoffs.
Probably.
Above all the other teams in our current division. I don't know what the Vikings are.
Me neither.
I was going to ask you, but
I don't.
No.
I mean, Carson's probably going to, I think, starting again against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Why not? But the Eagles don't look great.
No, they look bad.
Yeah.
They look like a hot mess from 2 years ago.
That's nice. This is the time where you can. When you're a team that's below them in the rankings, as the Packers, as the Vikings are, that's awesome for me. I do not root for Philly to do anything good when it comes to playoffs and things like that. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Vikings, I don't know. I mean, we're starting to get players back.
Helps.
Healthy, which, once again, the O-line hasn't, the original, what they intended for the O-line to be, hasn't. None of them started.
That really does start to feel like a broken record. I feel like at least for a couple of years in a row, it's been a clear.
That's why there was times money
back in my day where they had the clear best offensive line in football.
Yeah,
but we're talking 25 years ago.
Yeah,
but
it's been patchwork since.
Honestly,
the guys that
Todd Stussy's not walking through that door is what we're saying. No, you know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate, but
they actually played. They did play really well the last game.
Okay.
Against Myles Garrett and that Cleveland defense.
Yeah.
They held them.
All right, which is something to be said. Yeah, not every team that they've played.
People are switching around and new different center. And so the problem with that, too, is that T.J. Hockenson has had to stay to help block, too. So he's not getting the number.
You're one less receiver out there. You haven't had Aaron Jones, who is who's a decent wide receiver
Jordan
out
Mason's
there.
Jordan Mason's been fine.
He has been great,
And Jordan Addison's back, so that helped last game. So, I don't know.
So
we'll see what happens. Once again, if we had 10 wins this year, I'd be happy.
Sure, because also that 10 wins would also almost all but ensure that one of the Bears or Vikings, or also it guarantees that the Bears or Packers are not in the playoffs, is kind of how that rolls through. Your 10-7 gets you right towards the bottom.
Yeah.
Anything else? Because I said, the Packers, who the Packers got this week again? Who are the Vikings? No, Vikings
Cardinals.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Those are two of my favorite teams.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are pretty good, man. Their offense is fun to watch. They've
Kyler
got some pace to it.
He did not start last week.
And Kyler Murray, they're normally pretty average, above average starting quarterback.
5'8".
I'm not taller than. He's barely taller than me. He's a scrawny little feller, but he throws a good ball. He's quick. You know, he's nimble. Shifty, perhaps.
Quick little guy.
It's the Cardinals have been a team over the last couple of years that have been building, and eventually you either fire a coach or get over the hump, and they're
like
at that
Bill
point.
Bill Callahan.
Oh yeah, that's right. The Titans. The Titans fired their coach after
a year and barely a quarter.
Yeah. Hard to believe. Also, he didn't have the worst record in the history of the Tennessee Titans as a head coach. I can't believe how bad of a job they've done since they went to one Super Bowl a long time ago. They've been nothing but good, but bad.
So, who's the top team, do you think, in the NFC? NFC. Do you think it's Lions still?
I mean,
Buccaneers are looking good.
You know who I really like, and I've seen them now? It's the 49ers. The 49ers are winning with lesser talent, and they're winning.
And they just lost, what's their linebacker?
Oh, yeah. Warner? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fred Warner.
Okay.
They just lost.
They've gone
the
without their starting quarterback, and they're 4-1.
Yeah. Mac Jones.
Mac Jones looks good. Christian McCaffrey is playing pretty well. They don't have what. That team, because that's a real coach. Like Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
To me, is above nearly every other coach in the NFL.
I mean, he's making Mac Jones look good.
Yes, that's exactly it. You know, he made Brock Purdy look good.
But they don't have, a number one. Even some of their top, I think those guys have been injured off and on.
Their top three wide receivers haven't been on the field together all year.
Yeah.
George Kittle hasn't been on the field for much of it. Nope, that's a team that I think in the NFC, beats Philly. I think if you have to travel, I don't think if any team travels to Detroit, you're going to lose in the playoffs. I really do believe that team is just set up for it. They're
I really like the Buccaneers, man.
That team looks great.
Just gritty. With Baker?
The combination of that's a team where anymore in the NFL, you have to have balance. You can't just be an offensive team. You can't just be a defensive team. They really have put it together correctly since Tom Brady has left. That's a really well-built franchise with wide receivers, running backs, defense.
Todd Bowles is, I think, he doesn't get enough credit.
Right.
I think he's a really good coach.
Nope. I like either of those two teams.
How about the AFC? Colts are 5-1, man.
I can't believe that. Until I hit a spot. Same thing when you look at like a Jacksonville team that has a good record.
Bills just lost to Atlanta.
Yep.
Really bad.
They didn't look good at all. Yeah. Josh Allen didn't look like a Josh Allen. He looked like Josh Allen from a few years ago.
All of a sudden, Atlanta Falcons have a defense.
Yeah.
Which they've been
trying to draft for the last couple.
You know how that goes as a Packer fan.
I do. You have to spend this capital because you miss on draft picks, and then you have to spend more.
Might as well give up a couple first-rounders.
Give up all the first-rounders you can for a guy who's not going to make a difference.
Patriots are actually first in that division with the Bills, Dolphins, and Jets.
I don't think either of those teams are... I think that the top two teams in the AFC East are probably like the fourth and fifth best teams in the AFC.
Steelers?
Nope.
Colts, Chargers, Broncos.
I like the Broncos to eventually become, but the Chargers have a lot of injuries. So right now, I can't really.
Everybody's got injuries.
Like long term injuries. Their left and right tackles are out. Their wide receiver.
Chiefs, you know, can't count them out until they're out.
That to me was going to be the answer. As you worked our way through, despite their record, because they get everybody's best shot as it is.
And honestly, this is something they've been talking about for a while. This is the year for the Bills. It's kind of, you know, KC's down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every other year it's been Kansas
like,
City's there.
It's kind of like in the NFC North, kind of like a bigger version of that is the teams are, the Lions are a little down. They're missing some coordinators. Now's your chance. The Vikings are starting a Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Like now's your chance to get over them. The Bills just... I guess they're kind of one of those franchises. This might feel familiar to you.
There's no team on that AFC that I'd be scared of right now.
No, because teams like the Ravens that you'd think.
I mean, the Broncos are 4-2. They're tied with the Chargers in the West.
I can't name three Colts, right? I can name Daniel Jones. I can name Jonathan Taylor.
Pittman.
Oh, and Michael Pittman. Yeah, okay, three. I can name
their tight end.
First round, Tyler Warren.
There you go.
Okay, four. I named four Colts on their offense. I don't know how they're 5-1. I don't know how a team makes such a big leap. Like, I don't know.
Because
they didn't replace a coach, right? Like, the same coach.
Quarterbacks matter.
Quarterback truly does matter. They have a quarterback in Daniel Jones they can rely on. What a wild thing to say about Daniel Jones.
But he's doing the things that the coach wants. You know, he's passing. The wild stat from those guys is that they have four receivers with 20 more catches each and a touchdown each. That's the most.
He throws it to the open guy.
You know, he's seen it.
I suppose, you know, at this point, he's a crafty veteran. Like, he's been around like Darnold did, right? Like, he's seen the hard stuff.
There's an interview last week that he, in that short time that he was with Minnesota, he learned what a good, you know, what good foundation is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was knocking the Giants completely, but he said that sitting in that quarterback room and meetings and seeing that culture and knowing it and going, okay, this is what it's supposed to be.
It's interesting, too, because the Giants got after, once Daniel Jones was gone, they finally found their franchise guy. They drafted a guy in the first round, and he looks good. It's interesting
how... But they lost a Hall of Fame running back.
But it's interesting how a team can... Brian Daboll, the coach of the Giants, was going to get fired because of how badly he handled Daniel Jones. And now he's saved his job because of how well he's handled Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart's still a rookie.
It's just interesting how...
I mean, the Giants beat Philly.
One man's trash, you know, ends up being some team's treasure.
Ask Seattle, Tampa Bay,
Geno Smith. I was just going to say, most teams who don't have their franchise guy, have had to find them, discover them.
Technically, Darnold's playing like he was playing last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Until the playoffs.
Seattle was that team that, despite their record, looks like a team on the rise.
Yeah, they're looking good.
Yep, I couldn't name
He's top five right now in stats.
Like, I couldn't name you the worst teams, the best teams in the NFC. I can name you the worst, but Seattle fits in that top.
They've always been kind of really good.
They have that top eight sort of feel to them. Yeah. I think that was kind of sort of it in the NFL.
There's a lot of the other little stories. I mean, Miami, Tua being immature. Miami,
still, they could still fire that coach a long time ago. Tua could probably be shown the door.
Well, everybody thought it was going to be him first.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
But then
no.
Brian Callahan.
Brian Callahan should have gotten fired. That guy.
And his dad.
And Bill Callahan, yeah, they were a package deal. His dad was the offensive line coach, and his son is because his dad was a Hall of Famer as an offensive line coach, but he's not there either. No. I don't think it's going to make a difference. Tennessee is one of those teams, until they get the number one pick, I forget that they exist.
They do the same as Chicago. They're doing the same as the Jets. Don't even talk about the Jets.
I'm so glad to not be a Jets fan. That seems terrible. Like, you're rooting for losses every week.
I mean,
it'd be such a hard thing as
games.
A fan.
I like Aaron Glenn. I do.
Sure.
He's a good killer. I mean, I like him. I've seen him, you know. Sometimes reversing bad stuff just takes a long time.
I mean, it tells you that went deeper than Robert Sala was a bad coach, right? Like, it's deeper than...
That's a top-down.
That's a GM.
Owner.
That's a GM owner. Not drafting the right guys. That's a GM not paying attention to the people he hires to... police sort of say the team. Yeah, that team just doesn't seem to care. The players don't seem... The coaches probably do, but the players who are making tons of money really don't seem to. That's kind of it for football at this point.
I mean,
the
Cowboys are really horrible on defense.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns are amazingly bad to watch. They're really being bad the right way. They're doing it the right way because they're not winning games. They kept Myles Garrett, so they've got their signature guy, and they're not going to win any games. They're going to... Except for... Packer game. Yeah, they're going to go one and a Packer win. They're just brutal. Watching third-round rookies face with no...
Left-handed.
Left-handed old man rookies at 5'10", and wow, it's not working out. Hard to believe. That feels
How
like
How many more games until Shadur's in there?
About five. I think he scraps out the season. He gets those last four games where they're really...
Because they got two first-round picks.
Yes. Yeah. No, they're rude. I mean, Jacksonville looks better every week, so it's not like they're... But they... I mean, Cleveland is trying to line themselves up to get the number one pick.
Deshaun Watson.
Ooh, they've still got Deshaun Watson hanging out.
He's healthy.
Yeah, apparently.
So now if they don't put him on the 53-man roster, then they got to cut him.
Oh, that'd be fine. I mean, nobody wants him. The thing is, with cutting a guy... That dead money cap for cutting, you were going to have to pay him anyway.
Sure.
So if you didn't want him to be your quarterback...
Somebody did.
Then just leave him on the street to make $40 million. You don't need him in your building.
I mean, ask Denver. They said it. They
didn't care. I would wonder if somebody like Deshaun Watson would be considered a positive presence in your locker room.
At this point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not somebody...
I don't think he'll play another... I don't think he plays another... He'll never start again.
I mean, that'd be okay. If anybody wants to look into the history of the Deshaun Watson experience for... It's not good. It's not something... not fun. Not fun.
Not family radio.
Not even... There's no community of that. No. So that's kind of where the NFL is at. We're at a third of the way, quarter pool.
Aaron Rodgers
look all right. We're at the quarter
pool
of the season. Oh, Thursday night to this... Tomorrow? Coming up on Thursday is the Old Man Bowl. And I say that because both of these quarterbacks are my age. It's the Steelers
and
versus
Bengals.
The Bengals. Steelers-Bengals. It's two 40-year-old-plus quarterbacks.
Tomlin giving bullet to board material.
Yeah.
Team.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
It's so the amount of ointment and liniment those guys are going to need halfway through is going to... Oh, duh. It's a lot.
That should be doing it for the NFL for now until
Give
next week.
Yeah.
What do you got? Badgers?
Yuck.
Fickle still got
a
job.
Okay, so Luke Fickle is a terrible coach for the Badgers. He coaches their football team. The football team at major universities is the moneymaker. It's the biggest, it's the signature thing. It's how all the other athletic departments are paid and funded, which means you can't miss when your AD is a former football player and he hires a guy that was a bad hire, that hasn't worked out.
You know what people are saying?
What? Oh, they should hire Jim Leonard?
Yep, they're saying bring him back, yes.
Yeah, pay him. I'd imagine that's a real awkward conversation because Jamie Leonard was the interim coach. And Chris McIntosh played with him for Wisconsin. They both played on the same Badger Rose Bowl teams. Sure. They were both big deals on there. And he had to look at him and say, sorry, man, we're going to go with someone else. And Jim Leonard has gone on to be a defensive coordinator at Illinois. He's in the NFL
Broncos.
Somewhere now. Yeah, he's
Broncos,
a defensive. He's made his way into the NFL.
Yes.
He's who they should have hired before. I imagine you'd have to fire the athletic director, Chris McIntosh, before you can make that hire. Because
he'd never come back to
well,
that.
Well, to me, you have to fire the guy who was responsible for making that bad hire in the first place. Because you can make Jim Leonard the highest paid coach in football.
This is the last time they got shut out.
It's been forever. I
30
saw
to
that.
Nothing.
It
is
was
bad.
30 to nothing to your, and I don't care about bitter rival. Iowa is your rival. It's not Minnesota with the Paul Bunyan's axe game. That always means something. Watching teams run across the Metrodome to claim a trophy, so cool. That one's the oldest rivalry in college football. Iowa matters, man. Like beating Hayden Fry, beating Kurt Ferentz.
Iowa's been pretty decent the last couple seasons.
Iowa and Wisconsin are kind of on parallel tracks. Like they're recruiting the same players. They're coaching the same way. They've got the old school Midwestern Big Ten mentality. Iowa used to be, Wisconsin used to measure themselves against Iowa. Then Iowa measured themselves against Wisconsin. And then Iowa showed up to Camp Randall and just housed.
We don't have a lot of time, but we went to Madison on Saturday. We're not thinking about it. I'm like,
you showed up
we were down in wherever between here and Madison on Highway 14. We're on a quick trip getting something. I just thought of it. I'm like, do we want to go to Madison?
Yeah.
When are the Badgers playing? So literally we're like, well, let's just ask anybody here in quick trip. And all of a sudden an old guy goes, Badgers, it's homecoming, but they play at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, thanks. I don't want to go downtown anyway, though. But anyway, but that was big.
30-0, and it was just a whopping, man. It made you want to fire. When the student body starts chanting fire the coach at halftime.
Never good.
It's time. It's absolutely time. So that, and guess who they get to play this week?
Who?
Ohio State. Ohio State.
At Ohio, I pull.
It is going to just, they're favored by 25 points.
Oh my.
I wouldn't believe that it would be that close. Wisconsin is.
This is going to be one of those classic blowout games.
I mean, even like Luke Fickell's a former Ohio State assistant coach. If they want to grind an axe, this is their shot. You're going to get this guy fired. 42-0, if that. Ohio State is so much better than Wisconsin, and we can talk about they thank God they fired that guy at the end of next week.
30 seconds.
Dang. But this was still a good show, even though we had to talk about depressing things like Badger losses and
Brewers
season on the brink. The NBA season starts this week.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to get into the NBA season, it's a long one. It's a stretch. The Bucks have done sports history.
Five.
Three Brewers are all on there at the same time. You guys have a great weekend. That was bad. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye.